Jeff is a different.
I have more hair than Jeff.
Yeah, you do.
It's not really saying a whole lot. At least I got more.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Begin by saying the pledge to the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank everyone for coming tonight, and in light of an FCS football championship game that's going on, I would entertain a motion from the council to forego the agenda and move on to adjourn the meeting.
Don't tempt me.
Okay, that's my first loss as mayor.
We're up 21-7.
What's that?
Halftime, we're up 21-7.
Okay, thank you.
No, we're good.
Okay, we'll move on to the minutes from the last meeting. Is there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
Mr. Mayor? The on second page 2, third paragraph down, right before it says Councilman Walter made a motion to approve it, I'd like to see as a result of Jim's explanation right before that.
Before that sentence?
Yeah, before Councilman Walter, as a result of Jim's explanation, Councilman Walter made a motion to approve Bomber Mountain demo. That's why we didn't really entertain anybody else, but just the lowest one, because by Montana code, it's really kind of the thing we got to do. So.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then also, I had to make a correction on in the last paragraph. I forgot to put who the adjournment was seconded by, and that was Councilman Ferguson. I just put Councilman.
Oh, yeah.
Did somebody else make the motion to adjourn and I seconded it, or was it one of those weeks somebody caught me off guard?
Hold on.
It was the meeting.
Not this week.
Oh, it was the one before that, okay. Yeah. I don't know who seconded it.
It was
Justin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended from December 15th, 2025.
Motion's been made to approve the minutes from the December 15, 2025 council meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the 12-15 regular city council meeting as corrected and added. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Okay, Sheriff Cronenberg.
All right, so I've got in front of you guys is the yearly totals, and I in the margin is last year's totals for all that. So we'll just go into December for the complaints within the city. There was 106, 121 in the county, 61 off the interstate for a total of 288. Then we had 12 MHP. 24 referred to other agencies for a total of 324. Ended up having 3,798 complaints. There was 3,772 complaints, so we only boosted up just a little bit, which is kind of nice. Cases for December, we opened one in the city, three in the county, total of four. Total for the year was 135 cases. Last year there were 160. And offenses, wrote 13 citations in the city, 6 in the county for a total of 19. For the year there's 319. Last year we had 364. So in December, I received a new pickup for my undersheriff. He's now driving a 3/4 ton. And I went up to Helena to teach corner basic that first week in December. And then the rest of my month was just mechanical problems with the Dodges. I had a couple of Dodges, the engines went out in them. Michael Connell's pickup is now back on the road. It's got a new engine in it. Josh blew up, ended up needed engine replacement, and so his is being ordered now. I put the cost of the Michael's engine around, it's a little over $11,000 for an engine total. You know, it's he got me the engine for $6,000, I believe. So with the price of labor, it was ended up being a little over 11 there. And there was a couple of more things he replaced as well. So, and Josh's will be about the same. Damn outfits, anyways. That's about all I got. December was pretty mellow weather-wise and complaint-wise, and except for the windstorm, did all right.
Any questions from the council or the sheriff?
Is this shared cost between the city and the county?
The city puts in X amount of dollars every year into the sheriff's budget. Yeah.
And then this would all be drawn from that budget?
Yeah, it all comes out of my budget. My repair and maintenance line item.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we do, Mike, is during the budgeting process, meet with the commissioners and co-op with the law enforcement and
come up with that number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions for this year from the council? Does the public have any questions for the sheriff? All right. Thanks, Alan. Okay, Christopher.
All right. I guess the big thing we've been doing this last month are taking care of trees. Most of our in the park, when we had the bad ones, we had tops break out of, I think, 4 trees, and 3 of them went all the way down, so those guys got them cleaned up last week. I've been kind of out, in and out the last 2 weeks. Wife and kids are off for vacation. So, just no snow or anything. So we've been pretty much just doing some maintenance stuff. Corey's been screening material. Sean's been running around doing all kinds of odds and ends in Austin. And a lot of shop work and nothing major happening. So, I believe you're going to probably start that transmission main, the moving it around that building up at Whistle Creek, maybe this week, depending on whether they're getting geared up for it. They have all the parts. They have a really good plan in place. They should be shut down for probably, I think they can get it done, and both tie-ins done in like less than 12 hours. So we'll be fine with that. So. We do have West Tech working on the updates for the SCADA system and the control computers and stuff for the water treatment plant. They're still doing programming for that, updating our alarm system, and looking at some backup stuff for that too. So that's in the works. And yeah, that's about it. Waiting for it to maybe snow or something. I don't know.
Council have any questions for Chris? about the public. No questions? All right, thanks, Chris. Okay, Melanie and Paige, what's up?
Y'all dressed to stand up here, or, I don't know, I see Hope put stuff out. I don't know if everybody got a copy in their packet of the collectives. We would like to, the city and the county, to cooperate and put together a port authority. And that's just kind of fancy jargon. I liked what Shoto said about theirs. They said it's a very jargony term for an economic development board. And it's governed by local citizens who want to help improve and strengthen the existing local economy with an eye to bringing in more jobs. And their focus was really on families because they felt like their school was losing too many kids and they were very concerned about that. And so their main focus was on that, and it covers everything from housing to jobs to whatever you want it to be. So I guess we visited a little bit this morning with JV, and I've approached Bill about it too, that I wanted the county and the city to collaborate together and try to put something together in terms. So I did put there's a thing in your packet, it's like a one-page little excerpt about some of the benefits of having a city-county port authority, which is just that fancy term. And also for you folks out there, if you are interested and you want to read up a little bit more on what that might look like, it's in the very early planning stages, yet there is some stuff in Montana code that allows for it to be done, and I'll let Paige speak to that since you're the...
Well, there's a number of... It's been around for a long time, so port authorities are found kind of under the same statutes as airports. And port authorities have been around for a long time. There's a number of communities across the state that have them. And really, they're being kind of turned into these economic development entities. The creation of a port authority, the creation of a board with bylaws and criteria for how they govern themselves, allows them to then go out and do a multitude of things. Some people use them for grants, to apply for grants. Some use them, for example, Melanie and I went up and met with Sarah Hudson from Snowy Mountain Development Corp up in Fergus County, that area. So she created a 5-county jurisdictional port authority. And, through creating that vehicle, they've been able to go after some of these opportunities in rural economy monies for housing, for workforce development, taking old buildings. She's taking old buildings that are on, lists with regard to some sort of contamination, and she's been able to work on those, redevelop those, and then sell historic tax credits in order to finance the construction and reuse of those. So just a lot of creative things going on. We get requests, and they often come to the chamber, but we hear about them with a very quick turnaround where there's a business wanting to come into Montana, or maybe it's in Montana and looking for a new place to move. And they're wondering, do you have any facilities in your town that are this close to an airport, this close to a railway station, that have this kind of power, et cetera? Even something where people are creating that kind of database so we can respond to those kind of inquiries. I really like some of the housing pieces where you can apply for various housing grants and loans. There's a group here called The Grange trying to start a value-added facility for beef producers in the county that addresses transportation challenges, integrated, vertical kind of marketing, the problems we have with cold storage and all those sorts of things for agriculture, those sorts of things. It would be really nice to have this economic development entity, which is entirely different than really what the chamber does, or even what the Crazy Mountain Collective, which has the tourism grant, but that's very limited to the tourism aspect. It offers a lot of opportunities for how we could move forward with economic development. And the Port Authority would constitute an economic development authority, economic development organization, under the Department of Commerce regulations, which they've really been pushing opportunities for rural economic growth and development.
Right. So. And on those same lines, we did apply through Beartooth for an economic development initiative grant, and we haven't heard on that yet. For whatever reason, I think our initial application, there was something missing on it, so they appealed it, and we were granted an appeal, and so they went ahead and resubmitted it. But this grant comes up again in the spring, and one of our focuses was to go ahead. It's for like $150,000, and we have at this time three entities that will match. It's a one-to-one match, so we have another $150,000 to match that. So funding-wise, the Port Authority also has the ability to levy mills, and it's kind of a gray area right now. I know Paige, when we talked to Sarah Hudson, she said, oh, yes, you can levy mills, but that's not the intent. It's for this to be funded by different elements in the community that would be using the resources. And I just feel like we're at this crossroads where we have this all this interest from the Crazy Mountain Collective that got the tourism grant for $2.5 million. And, you know, we're seeing development at the museum. We're seeing, you know, work over at Sheepherder Square. We're seeing the trails people want to do things. We have, I don't know what else is in that.
Signage going on.
Oh, signs and chambers and marketing and, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just some different business strategies that we want to spread out. And not to change Big Timber, but to protect it from some of the outside forces that are pushing on us right now. But we're asking that you seriously consider this. We're going to take it to the county as well, and we'd like to, you know, have a meeting between the city and the county and to discuss what a resolution might look like. There are some that are very basic, and then there are some that are much more complicated. But it would be, you would have input on it. You know, the county would have input on it. I'm not sure who the other players would be. I mean, there are a couple things in statute that we would probably have to look at. But I think, I don't know, do you have any questions? It's definitely not a new idea. It's been multiple times. I know we've gone through many iterations within Sweetgrass County of different kinds of economic boards. But this would be one that would actually be funded. And I think that was one of the things that hurt in the past.
Yeah. So. And I think it has, by statute, it has a lot of power, too. It has a lot of authority by statute. So
yeah. Well, it was like the collective, we got the grant, but then they were like, well, we can't really give you the grant because you're not an entity. So it ended up the county, the grant actually came, is coming through the county.
Through the county.
So mm-hmm. This would eliminate either the city or the county or anybody else having to be the person that, you know, is not, I don't want to use the word on the hook because that isn't true, but just the party, the government party. So, I don't know. Have you got any questions? Or
Ask a question.
Sure.
You mentioned that they would have authority to levy mills. Is that something that bypasses the council?
No. They would have authority to ask the county or the city. So if it's
right.
A joint board, then the economic development organization could go to the county or the city and say, hey, we have this going on, we have this need, would you consider a mill levy? You have absolute discretion to say no. And in our discussions, we aren't planning for it to be funded by mills. We're trying to find other grants and then hope that if it gets going, then like other jurisdictions have done, they've been able to find grants and other ways to fund it. Companies that have participated in workforce development that have funded that work.
Yeah, they actually have, you know, different developers on, I mean, the board, the Snowy Mountain board has like morphed into like, it's scary. And she's so excited about it when she talks. But I mean, I think Fergus County put $10,000 in to start with. And then each of the other counties paid a $250 membership fee.
And that was it from the local jurisdictions. And then she's gone ahead and gone out through that organization and she got $5 million for housing.
Yeah.
Work, you know, and from these opportunities in rural economic development programs. So,
and I think ultimately the goal would be to hire somebody to do it. I mean, it's just we're scrambling around. I mean, Paige is taken away from her job. I get taken away from my job just scrambling around trying to put all these pieces together. And to your point, when they, you know, we get a request from the Departments of Commerce that says, oh, hey, we have this person, they want to do manufacturing, they employ like 4 people, they want to come in, you know, do you have, you know, a water line that can handle this? Do you have electricity, 3-phase, you know, can we do this, can we do that? And it's like, I don't know, you know, how are things zoned, you know, and it's kind of a mad scramble. And it's, so I just feel that there's really no downside to this, but it's kind of complicated putting it together and getting it out. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to put it out to you guys. So, do you have any other questions or anything?
So I have a question as to how fast are you foreseeing this will move along towards something? If
I don't know, I'm hoping within the next month or so.
Next month or two, I think. I mean, it would be nice to find out if everyone's interested and then create, you know, then you have to drop a resolution to create that board, mm-hmm. figure out who's going to at least the initial board membership. And then usually it looks like the board hires the executive director. But
we have to have a public
hearing.
So
on it all
to
first
get feedback
in order to get feedback
to
before
see.
You even create it. Yeah.
So I don't know.
So there's one paid position?
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know, but I would think to start, you're going to have one paid position. Whether now different jurisdictions have done it differently. Some of them, it's just part time. I haven't, and one person. Well, Shoto, they're all volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, but the bigger ones have a paid position, at least one paid position,
right.
And then you get up into like the Snowy Mountain Development Authority, which is a port authority associated with Snowy Mountain Development Corp. Well, they're big. They've been around for a long time. They have lots of, you know, they have 5 employees, I think.
Right.
But that's not how they started.
Well, and if we get this EDIC grant too, which we should find out with, you know, in the next few days. I don't feel super confident about that, but there is the opportunity to apply for it again, because now we kind of have a framework. When we started this, the creation of the Port Authority was part of the grant, and it's like we're past that right now, because I think we've done a lot of the basic steps. So anyway, there are some other things out there. I know Beartooth, I've kind of been working with them too, you know, because we pay them to help us with economic development. And so they're
and
kind
so
of...
so does the city.
Yeah, you guys do too. So anyway, we're kind of pushing on them to kind of help us out, because I know they've done some things in Columbus, and I know they're going to be winding up the EDIC grant there. Red Lodge got one. I don't know what Hardin has going on, but anyway, I mean, so there's a lot of opportunities, even including like CDBGs for planning grants to put other things in place. So, you know, there isn't really an intent right now to use any tax money. So,
anything else? Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
So an argument can be made that this would be beneficial to the city and the county in the event when the event that the mine pulls out. We would be set up already, you know, years in advance of whenever that could be. It could be 10 years, 15 years, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we would have, you know, economic development in place. And then is this right? Is this?
I think certainly that
would be
that's
beneficial?
Part of the purpose is that you work on workforce development. You know, what other kinds of businesses
diversity.
Could we bring
Safety
to Big Timber
sure.
that would provide, you know, benefits to the community? Mm-hmm. Where are we going to find employees? Always yeah. difficult. You know, where are we going to find housing for employees?
Exactly.
How is our health care going to support the community? All those,
right.
you know, it's all intertwined. So hopefully this board can work on all those issues and trying to mm-hmm. put in place the mechanisms and the process to address, you know, what happens when the mind goes by the wayside.
Right.
And what kinds of new opportunities and new businesses would we be, you know, a good fit for? Mm-hmm. And can we control some of our own destiny instead of
exactly
being subject to, you know,
outside forces,
some outside forces and
sure.
people's idea of bedroom communities and things like that. But, yeah.
Does anybody from the public have any questions?
I just have a question, please.
Sure.
Forgive me, I'm the new guy, but well, could you give us an example of a couple of the outside forces that you're speaking of?
In terms of big subdivisions, if we had a 450-house development go in mm-hmm. west of us.
Mr. Mayor,
I'm sorry.
Does he need to state his name for the recording?
Oh, yes, if you would state sure. your name.
Mark Curry.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think the other thing, Mark, that we've noticed is there's a lot of homes in Big Timber that are vacant. They're owned, mm-hmm. but the people that own them aren't, they aren't living here. Mm-hmm. They aren't really contributing to the community. And part of what we would like to do is create some housing for people that are trying to live yes. here and work here. And I think that's an outside force. I mean, it's a part of the, maybe it's a holdover from COVID. Maybe it's a part of speculating in a market that you think is going to grow. But I think all of it is trying to have more local control and make sure that we have a thriving community that supports our residents, provides opportunity to the people that walk our streets every day and pay taxes here and contribute, buy things at our stores and all that sort of thing. Right. So that's
well,
part.
And fewer and fewer kids in our school system too. That's a little bit disconcerting. And then also, how many people actually commute, you know, live here but commute outside, you know, and how does that all interact? You know, I don't even know.
How are the schools rated? Is there one in terms of quality of the schools?
I don't know that I can
I think
answer
they
that.
Have different yeah. ratings. You would have to talk to them to find out what, you know, what their ratings are. Some of these websites will tell you a rating. I don't know how that's generated. But the school should have some information on, like, test scores and that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that
might be
something.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Susan St. Germain, and I am the local store guest. And I just feel this is something that we could work on to do because I think we're losing our businesses downtown, and that's part of the charm of our community is all of our local businesses and working on keeping more local people shopping in Big Timber and bringing other people to shop in Big Timber. So I think it's important mm-hmm. that we work on the economic development of our community, and
we're going to lose our community. So that's all I have to say.
Thank
you. Anyone else? All right. Thank
that's
you.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you guys very much. Appreciate your listening to us.
Mr. Lippert.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. With respect to the Dornick Park agreement discussion, I see we've got some members of the board. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Both, yes.
And the council has, I believe, had received copies of the existing agreement, which expires in February. It's a seven-year agreement expiring in February, and so, I mean, at this point, my intention would be to prepare the successor agreement with whatever input the council had with respect to the existing one. I know I've spoken with Angie Moen, and I think. Is that still the case that you would like this to be a 10-year agreement?
Yeah, we'd like to have it expanded to 10 years. Yeah.
So?
We're fine with everything else, just the extension on the time.
Okay.
I don't know how 7 years ever came to be, but that's what it was when it started.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
And the amount of the lease is the same, nothing's changed? Or?
I'm sorry, the amount?
The amount of lease,
that's at no cost.
No cost, so
right.
So what's it, if there's no cost, I guess what would it matter if there's 7 or 10 years?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, there's exit provisions in here for both parties, so, you know, if it's 5 or 10, you know, I think it'd work fine. What I can do, you know, if the council wants some changes to the existing agreement, I can have one prepared and have it ready for the next meeting on the 19th, I guess it'd be.
Mr. Mayor?
Lynn?
What's the reason that 7 years doesn't work for you and you want to change it to 10?
Just look, 10 years is even number, and just that we don't have to come back again, you know, gives us an extra 3 years to have to come back and be at the council
We like to see your face every 7 years.
You see us on other things. You will not. Yeah, that was it, really.
As far as what's in the scope of the agreement, that would be the only change, though, is that correct?
Yeah, yes.
I guess maybe the only thing to point out as well is the dog park is not part of this agreement. The 1 acre or 2 acres, whatever it is not part of it. We have a separate agreement with respect to that. So we're just talking about Dornix itself here.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with 10 years.
Yeah. Okay.
I suppose the only question mark might be is if for some reason the insurance policy needed to be increased. I don't know why it would be, but 10 years from now things change and.
Sure.
And they, you know, that policy of $1 million doesn't cover it anymore. Is it already locked in this agreement, or
yeah.
is that changeable?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the parties could agree, you know, and amend the agreement. But you know, if the council was concerned, and you know, instead of $1 million, you wanted 2.5, and the park board is kind of, you know, that's going to be more expensive, kind of thing. I can put language in there so that the insurance provision can be reviewed by the agreement of both parties, say every 2 years, if requested. You know, not that it would be required, but
just requested.
Yeah.
At any time in that 10 years, it could be requested.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's probably reasonable. Not that we would, but at least the option would be there.
Right. Yeah, the only alternative otherwise would be to, you know, cancel the agreement until the insurance issue was resolved.
So I think 10 years is fine.
And you want some provision with respect to the insurance?
Yeah, that we could call for a review of it in that 10-year period of time.
Yeah.
And it's not like... You know, I don't think we should do it every 2 years, just if we were to call for a review of it.
Right.
The option would be there.
Any other council comments there?
Well, I mean, that's financially, that sounds like the only thing that we would want to make sure that those levels of insurance were kept up. Mm-hmm. Has to be checked periodically. As far as the 10 years, it's probably not a problem. Mm-hmm.
Any public comment concerning the Dornix Park agreement?
Angie? So for properties like this,
would you say your name?
Oh, Angie Muller, the president of Dornix Park. So with other leases or other insurance that you require people to have, I mean, do you do the same thing with them? With like, oh, we're, you know, isn't it kind of, according to Mayor DeBoer, I thought it was $1 million policy was kind of now universal for everyone.
Well, I think Councilman Wohler's point is that, you know, depending on the circumstances, $1 million may not suffice. It may not cover us 8 years from now or 9 years from now. And so, you know, we'd want the ability to negotiate, if nothing else, with the park board to increase that insurance.
Okay.
I would say most of the other leases that we have are on an annual basis.
Okay.
So the insurance can be
okay.
You know, reviewed every year.
Okay.
Anyone else? So is the council good with Jim to proceed with that change?
Yeah, and then we'll have it on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay. Do you have anything more to add?
I do not.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Mm-hmm. Move on to the next. The tree board.
Go in. Yes, Joan Hansen. I'm here representing the tree board. And our grant for Arbor Day planting, which we've had for approximately 10 years, for $350 for all communities that apply, will be opening soon. And I know you like to be consulted on any grants that we request. So I would request that permission to apply for that $350 through the Arbor Day Foundation.
And this is the same one we've done before?
Yeah. About 10 years.
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
Any other council comments?
So this one's direct from forestry?
No. That one, they are not applying for. I sent an email out that they're not going to do that one. This is the one that they do annually. So that, yeah, that was the difference.
Any comments from the public? All right.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the tree board to apply for the Arbor Day grant.
And a motion to approve the 350-day Arbor Day grant for the tree board. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And been moved and seconded to approve the Arbor Day grant for $350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you very much.
Councilman Davis, concerning the next item on the agenda, asked that that be tabled or passed over concerning the snow plowing policy until the next meeting when we can be here. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'll make a motion then that we table the snow plowing policy change.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to table the snow plowing policy change. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Okay, the motion to table is carried. All right, Jim, you're up next.
Sure, thank you, Mayor. So the Clay Nagel lease of the building on the old dump site expired, if I remember correctly, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago. So, and my understanding is that Mr. Nagel would like to lease that building for another year. So all I did was change the beginning and ending dates of the lease. And obviously if the council wants to make any other changes, I can do those as well.
What's the council want to do?
I say approve it.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, any discussion?
Councilman Wolver.
I'll make a motion then that we approve the lease agreement with Clay Nagel for another year.
And move to approve the Clay Nagel lease agreement for another year.
Mr. Mayor, is there any comments?
Oh, that's a good question. Any public comment concerning this lease? There none? Being none?
Right. I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Clay Nagel lease agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Okay. Councilwoman Baird. Council meeting times.
Well, I just was thinking maybe we can move it earlier, but then I kind of forgot about the women's club that meets here beforehand, so we might step on some toes. So anybody has any interest in moving it earlier, we can talk about it. If not, it's not a big deal.
I'm sorry, Councilman.
I'm good with moving earlier if it fits, you know, if there's no other conflicts. I'm open either way.
One thing that I have heard in the past is businesses that might work until 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night would be hard-pressed to make it any earlier. What about public comment?
I say just leave it alone.
Okay.
Leave the times alone.
You state your name, Mike.
Mike Shirley. I just say leave it alone.
Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, Linda Brunkhorst. It would be great for me to be earlier, but I think that you're right. You know, we have to think about the people that are working. I'm retired. It doesn't matter to me, but so I think you should keep it where it is.
Okay. Carrie, any concern about national championship football games? Or?
It was 21 to 13. Now it's kind of like 13.
Thanks for the update.
I'm trying to get rid of this crud too. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, then I'll make a motion to reject the changing the city council meeting time.
Okay. There's been a motion to reject changing the city council meeting time. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to reject changing the city council meeting time. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Okay, that's been rejected. Councilman Duval.
So, I was talking with Hope, and I guess she was asking about contact information and whatnot from the public that we could use and whatnot. And I know that, like, the county and other agencies have their own email for that. And I was wondering if we could do the same for the council. Have a council email so we can get mail and public can write in or have access that way. Instead of using personal accounts, we can have established emails for the council people.
How does the council feel about that?
Either way, it doesn't bother me one way or another. I get so many things in my personal one anyway, so what's one more?
You know, I would caution the council, especially Mike, you being new, that any electronic communication is concerning your council positions is open to being looked at.
So more reason to have a separate account.
So it's up to you as a council.
I'd like to see the entire city go to our web address, citybtn.com. Okay. An email system that way, because we have cityptmt@hitstriangle.com. Mine's pwbtmt. Try saying that on the phone, telling somebody in my ear email address. I thought it was a good idea when I set it up, but it's a bad idea. Yeah. So it'd be great to say katenabotany@cityofbigtimber.com, and then my employees can get email addresses that way. Hope everybody Jim could get one, mm-hmm. and all you guys as well. I think it'd be a, we should look into getting that set up somehow. I don't think we would have to go to a .gov yet, like the county did, plus more, if you wouldn't recommend it, but they had to go through it mostly because of...
Because of me.
Sheriff's office.
It's all my fault.
No. Well, any big grants.
Elections and the sheriff's office stuff, I think we could stick with, if we could get it on our webpage domain name, the cityofbigtimber.com, that would be great. I don't know how to do that, but I bet we could find out. I'll put Austin on it, if you guys want me to.
I think it would be worthwhile to have a separate.
Yeah, I think Triangle Telephone will help us out with that as well. They wouldn't do it.
They won't allow okay. us to add, because when I went with one for the mayor, they won't allow us to, they're getting out of the email business.
Oh, okay.
They won't allow us to add anymore. They'll let us keep the ones we have, but we can't add anymore.
There's ways. We'll figure it out. It might cost a little bit yearly, but it's going to, because you have to have a server of some sort. But
so do you want to have Austin do some research and then we could come back and discuss it, find out how much it costs and mm-hmm. that thing?
I say Austin because he's good at that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not. So do you want to table it for now until we have some more information or do a vote?
You know, we could just pass over this and bring it up at another meeting.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Table. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Any public comment concerning city email accounts? Oh. Okay. Moving right along, the council needs to elect a president of the council. That happens by a council member being nominated by somebody and then elected. So,
Ms. Mayor, should we hold off until just that?
That's up to you.
Either that or we make him president. Sorry, yes, you were here.
And what that position entails is to fill in my absence as mayor, or they are on the signature card for the bank accounts to... should the mayor be incapacitated. So, okay. So whatever you want to do.
Who knows the Roberts rules the best?
Well, I mean, if you... That's what I'd recommend. If you want to nominate somebody, talk to them beforehand and... see if they're agreeable to it.
Well, it's not a matter of nominating somebody, but if it's voted on by the board, shouldn't be the whole board be here if you're voting for president?
No, there's a quorum here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to wait?
And, Lynn, you are the
past president,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should wait until Jeff is here.
Okay.
Yep.
Just put a hold on for now.
I would ask to have a table on that.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to table the election of the council president at the moment.
I move to table the election of the council president.
I'll second.
There's a second. I'll ask for public comment if there is any.
Oh,
so Lynn doesn't want, you don't want to be the president? I don't know. It's just like you have, you're the.
No, he's just saying that he should be the mix. I
think Lynn should be the president. He's got the most institutional knowledge, but whatever.
It's fair.
But this is an action that the council can take. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's been moved and seconded to table this.
That's fine.
Any other public comment? Thank you, Linda. Okay, I'll call for the question then. Those in favor of tabling the election of council president, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Okay, that's tabled. Okay, and next item is to remove Greg and add myself to the city bank accounts.
Mr. Mayor, do we need discussion? I mean, this has to happen.
Is there any discussion?
I'll make a motion to remove Greg DeBoer and add Justin Ferguson to the city bank account.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to remove Greg and add myself to the city bank accounts. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. All right. Claims, payroll, and overtime.
Explanation of what the ice slicer is again?
It is the salt mixed with our sand.
Oh.
For the streets. We split. We actually only paid, well, we paid the full amount, but we split the load with the county. So they paid half. They'll pay half of that.
Salt all the time or just for certain conditions?
It was anytime we're out sanding. It's mixed in. We mix it like 6 to 1. So 6 parts sand, 1 part of that salt. It's a ice slicer. It's a kind of unique stuff. It's not like rock salt or anything. It's not nearly as corrosive as rock salt.
Oh, okay.
That's good. So we got some of that one time. That was a bad deal.
Yeah.
Destroyed a truck pretty much.
Along with like Idaho.
Mr. Mayor, this is probably not a popular question, but I think just for accountability purposes, is there a way to have, I mean, I don't know, just a breakdown on overtime, just some kind of accountability to know that these are the actual overtime hours. Is there anybody that has oversight of that, or it's just written down based on what somebody says? Do you follow?
I have oversight over my crew.
Okay.
Yeah, I know when they're out, and most of the time when they get called out, I'm the one calling them. So.
And you know when they come back, if it's overtime? Like if it's, if they leave, they go out at 7 o'clock at night and they come back at 9, you would know if they're, they
yeah,
actually
but if they
come
go
back
out
at
7 8. O'clock and they come back at 7:15, they still get 2 hours.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
2 hour call out. Yeah. The same thing like on the weekend, on holiday checks.
Just a 3 hour?
It's an automatic 3 hours.
So 15 minutes is a 3
yeah,
hour automatic.
It takes them, if it takes them half an hour, they get automatic 3 hours for the holiday checks.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
My overtime is I'm here. So you can check.
And you are.
With Noreen's. She texts me to let me know, hey, I'm going to have overtime. But as far as I could start having her text me when she's done, that I don't have oversight when she's done. Sometimes hers is calls that come from the county, like help, there'll be a dog when the owner's involved in a car wreck, and she'll have to go take care of that dog. That's happened a couple of times
okay.
the past couple of months. And so...
So that sounds like the only position that really doesn't have some kind of oversight. Maybe that
Other
would be a good idea
does.
To text it when, hey, I'm done.
Yeah, I could do
I mean, that. Why not, right?
I mean, I'm sure there's a record of her when she gets called out at the sheriff's office.
Yes.
Probably.
From the sheriff's office?
That's the outbound, but what about the inbound?
Inbound, she usually checks in as well.
Oh, okay. So, okay. That's just a question.
Checks in, lets them know where the dog is and what the status
right.
is.
So we're making an alert.
Yeah, Alan's the guy responsible
okay.
for all of that.
Yeah, there's
a... I make a motion to approve the payroll claims and overtime for the month of December.
It's been moved to approve the payroll claims and overtime for December.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for December. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. So is there any other public comment on items that were not on the agenda from anyone?
It's
public comment.
14.
What is it?
28 to 14 cats.
Oh. what quarter is it?
It just started. Just ended third quarter. Illinois has the ball, though,
oh,
in Montana State Territory.
Okay.
Any other public
comments? She runs out the
bike. Yeah, she's going to go watch it.
Was that three times?
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty.
Mr. Mayor, I'd
yes.
like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.